Let's talk tattoos for a moment, because if you've got one crawling up your neck, you might have had problems joining the Navy. It's got rules against that much body ink, but starting this month, the Navy is relaxing some of those restrictions. The Army did it last year, but the Navy's new policy goes even further, and it's all about attracting a new generation of military recruits. KUOW's Patricia Murphy has a story.
When the USS Toledo pulled into the Naval Submarine Base in New London, Connecticut, Adam Hillier's phone started ringing.
Thanks for your tattoo company. This is Adam.
He's a tattoo artist, and there's a naval tradition that after spending weeks at sea, sailors add a new tattoo to their collection.
They do generally gravitate toward tattoos that can be done in one sitting.
Some sailors want body art that makes a bigger statement.
It's almost like a religious thing for them.
Count Navy Petty Officer First Class Mike Spittler among them. His uncle was a tattoo artist, and many of the tattoos on his legs are from him. A castle, a wizard, a dragon. His right arm is a nautical-themed sleeve, a tribute to his wife.
There's a lighthouse with Poseidon on it, who's the god of the sea, and under it it says, "Guide me home." So it kind of reminds me to wherever travels take me, she's my rock. That's where I come home to.
And today, Spittler's back in the chair. Adam Hillier is shading in an ornate caricature of a fortune teller on Spittler's left arm. The piece is large enough that the fortune teller has her own tattoos.
Yeah, well, it's a black and gray piece, but her tattoos are blue, so they stand out on her.
Tattoos are such a big part of Spittler's life that he's not just a client here. He actually owns this place, which he balances with his shore duty in the Navy.
You ready, ma'am?
Yep.
The Navy's policy change allows Spittler and other sailors to get more tattoos, and larger ones. Tattoos can now extend below the elbow and knee, and for the first time, sailors can have tattoos up to an inch on their necks. The new rules are the most liberal of all the armed forces. At the Office of Navy Personnel, Lieutenant Commander Nate Christensen says the Pentagon's commitment to professional appearance hasn't changed, but young people have. He says strict tattoo limits made it hard to recruit.
This policy change really is about being honest with ourselves and ultimately putting policies in place that reflect tattoo realities across America.
Of course, while millennials are getting more tattoos, body art is nothing new in the Navy. At the Puget Sound Navy Museum in Bremerton, Washington, there's a whole exhibit devoted to maritime tattoo history. Curator Megan Churchwell traces it back to the 1700s.
You would use the big needles that you used to sew a ship's sail, and then you dip it in the ink and then poke it into the skin.
At the time, tattoos were more practical than decorative, a sailor's initials and maybe his birth date, so his body could be identified if he died at sea.
It was a very painful process. This was on a ship using unsterilized materials that you just had on board with you.
There were few formal content restrictions until 1909, when the Navy issued the first regulations against obscene tattoos. After that, the voluptuous bodies on pinup girl tattoos had to be clothed just enough to get by. Still, Navy tattoo policy has always been subjective. When Spittler joined, some of his tattoos were already bigger than regulations permitted.
I was required to go and sit down in front of a pretty high-ranking officer at the time when I was doing my initial contract and my paperwork and just explain to them the meaning behind all of my tattoos. At that time, they weren't writing waivers for tattoos that were possibly gang-related or had some kind of negative meaning behind them.
Spittler is happy to see the regulations loosened. He says there's no reason to exclude people from jobs simply because of their body art, even if they have as much as he has, both legs, his right arm, and now his new fortune teller ink on his left arm.
In the meaning of tattoos, that represents good fortune. And eventually this whole arm is going to have to do with my family. So at the top, it just made sense to have something that represented good fortune.
Even with the Navy's changes, some tattoos are still taboo. No head tattoos, no symbols of gangs or extremist groups, and no obscenity. For The World, I'm Patricia Murphy.
Patricia's story is part of the American Homefront Project. It reminds us of a guy in Texas named Daniel Aguilar, a military man covered in tattoos. We brought you a story a couple of years ago here on The World. We've reposted it and the incredible photos of his body art up on our Tumblr, pritheworld.tumblr.com. This is The World.